the League of Supervisors held their weekly meeting on Tuesday. During the public input portion of the meeting, Bernie McCauley asked about the appointing of a second Conservation Board director. County Auditor Denise Frazier explained the position needed to be advertised for a certain amount of time to get an opportunity for a potential female applicant to possibly put their name in.
We won't specifically ask for a female. You can't do that. If you don't, the code says you have to do it actually for 90 days if you don't, to try to achieve gender balance. So I think what Nathan's intention is to do is to advertise for 30 days, till the end of this month. If he doesn't get a female applicant, it'll go till the end of February and then the end of March. And then if no females apply till the end of March, then the board would just appoint the most qualified candidate then. But that's according to code.
Do we have any females now?
I have two applicants that left from the last time and they were both male.
Okay.
Ron Fedler also said it is part of the code that they need to make every attempt to have a balanced board, but it is all right if they do not get a female applicant in that time frame, as they will have met the requirement. During this time frame, more males can also submit applications for the position as well. Alicia Haynes was appointed as Weed Commissioner for 2019, and Frazier, Fedler, and Matt Fluke all spoke very highly of the work she has produced during her time working for the county. A carryout-only Class C beer permit was approved for Denmark Jet Shop. Two tax abatement resolutions were approved, and the moves of position changes from members to chair supervisors were made for new board chairman Gary Folio and vice chair Rick Larkin. The board will meet again on Tuesday, January 15th. It has also been announced that a Happy Joe's Pizza will be coming to Keokuk in the near future. While there is no official word yet on when they will open, the new store will be located at 205 North Park Drive and will be opened by the same people that run the location in Burlington. In sports news, the Keokuk boys basketball team won their second straight game in the West Hancock Boys Basketball Invitational on Monday night, 60-53 over Unity to move to 5-5 on the season. For the second time in as many games, Ty J. Mueller was the leading scorer with 18 points, while Isaiah Say chipped in 12. Alex Walter and Anthony Potrant scored 8 and 9 respectively, with Eddie Lee and Callum Takis each putting up 5, and MJ Davis finished with 3. The team combined to hit 8 triples and also shot 8 of 12 from the free throw line. Keokuk has another game in the tournament on Tuesday night, this time at home in Wright Fieldhouse against Southeastern, beginning at 7:30 p.m. Coverage will be provided on Z93, the Chiefs Radio Network, and we also have a game recap in the Wednesday afternoon newscast. The Iowa Hawkeye women's basketball team picked up another win in Big Ten play on Monday night with a 71-53 final over the Wisconsin Badgers. Megan Gustafson again led the way for the Hawkeyes with another double-double at 21 points and 12 rebounds to go along with 3 blocks. It was also announced that Gustafson was named the Big Ten Player of the Week for the 7th time this season on Monday. On the season, the reigning Big Ten Player of the Year is averaging 26.4 points, 12.9 rebounds, and almost 2 blocks per game while shooting 70% from the field, and has also made 66 free throws this year, all of which lead the team. Kathleen Doyle, Hannah Stewart, and Mackenzie Meyer all finished in double figures as well, with 15, 11, and 10 respectively against the Badgers. Doyle and Meyer also combined for 12 assists. Clemson is the new national champion in Division I college football after a dominating 44-16 win over the favorite Alabama Crimson Tide. The Tigers are the first team since 1897 to go 15-0 in a season and were led by true freshman Trevor Lawrence, who threw for 347 yards and 3 touchdowns and added 27 more yards on the ground. Heisman runner-up Tua Tagovailoa threw for 2 touchdowns on the other side for Alabama, but also threw 2 interceptions, with one of them being returned for a touchdown on the first drive of the game for the Crimson Tide by Clemson cornerback A.J. Terrell. Justin Ross had 153 receiving yards for the champion Tigers, while Travis Etienne had 86 yards on the ground and a pair of scores. This is the second title in 3 years for Clemson and head coach Dabo Swinney, both of which came over Alabama and a year after they were beaten by the Crimson Tide in the college football playoffs.